One of the most acclaimed films of the 1970s was Michelangelo Antonioni's The Passenger, starring Jack Nicholson. It's out on a new DVD, and for the first time, home viewers can see it in the original widescreen and with 6 additional minutes not shown in the American theatrical release. It's a personal favorite of critic John Powers, who says that it's not an easy film, but a good one.
When The Passenger came out in 1975, it was one of the most avant-garde movies ever made by a Hollywood studio. It still is. Born of the cinematic ferment of that era, this metaphysical thriller boasted the kind of odd couple pairing you'd never see today. It starred Jack Nicholson at his peak. He was in between Chinatown and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But it was made by Michelangelo Antonioni, the great Italian art film director whose work had the high seriousness of a T.S. Eliot or James Joyce. Nicholson plays David Locke, a TV journalist who's covering a rebel movement in the North African desert. Locke is sick of his life, and when he finds the guy in the next hotel room dead, a man named Robertson who looks a lot like him, he impulsively decides to swap identities. He leaves behind his own wife and career and begins keeping the appointments in Robertson's calendar. Traveling from London to Germany to Spain, he gets involved with gunrunners and an attractive young woman played by Maria Schneider, best known as Marlon Brando's lover in Last Tango in Paris. But while Locke's story has the stuff of an ordinary thriller, a sexy dame, men with guns, and exotic locations, Locke himself is driven by something bigger and vaguer than defeating the bad guys. Just as Nicholson has thrown himself into a role radically unlike his usual Hollywood star turns, so Locke himself is searching for a new role, a different way of living. In this early scene, Robertson and he meet and begin talking about how they see the world.
Airports, taxi, hotel, they're all the same in the end.
I don't agree. It's us who remain the same. We translate every situation, every experience into the same old codes. We just condition ourselves.
We're creatures of habit. That's what you mean?
Something like that. I mean, however hard you try, it stays so difficult to get away from your own habits. Even the way we talk to these people, the way we treat them, it's mistaken. I mean, how do you get their confidence? Do you know?
Well, it's like this, Mr. Locke. You work with words, images, fragile things. I come with merchandise. Concrete things. They understand me straight away.
Yes, maybe.
The Passenger is a whole movie about not being sure. In its emphasis on the great riddles of existence, it seems very much of its era. There's something of a time capsule quality about Locke's fascination with the Third World. Who today would look to African rebels for inspiration? And about Antonioni's obsession with the big intellectual themes of post-war Europe. Capital A, alienation. Capital I, identity. Capital E, existence. Indeed, Locke's journey is so unabashedly symbolic that it will strike some viewers as capital S, slow, and capital P, pretentious. Especially as Antonioni tells his story visually, conveying meaning not with talk, but with imagery, from the sprawling vastness of the Algerian desert to the surreal glitter of Gaudi's Barcelona. The Passenger is slow, I grant you. But just because something might seem pretentious doesn't mean that it actually is. This movie explores a common modern feeling, the desire to escape from one's established self and find a deeper relationship to what we might call eternity. Tired of being a professional observer, Locke wants to be involved in the world, to see, as he puts it, what's on the other side of the window. He thinks that there he might find freedom, authenticity, and meaning. But of course, things aren't so simple. In a movie about learning to see things in a new way, we eventually do discover what's on the other side of the window. And it comes in the film's famous climax, one of the greatest shots in movie history. Almost 7 minutes long, this shot resolves the mystery of the plot. But in its enigmatic peacefulness, it remains as teasing as a Zen koan, as mystical as a vision of the universe that far exceeds human consciousness. The Passenger is not a perfect film, and you shouldn't watch it if you're tired. But in an age when our movies pose simple questions, is it hard being a mutant superhero? I have more patience than ever for a film that asks us to think about how we know who we are, or whether, in the grand scheme of things, all of us are finally just passengers.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Ian Chillog, Patty Leswing, Sam Brigger, and Jonathan Menjivar. I'm Terry Gross.